Hey, do you know where the cafeteria is?
It's that building right over there.
Alright, I haven't talked to my parents in 3 years. Do they have food there? I mean, like hot dogs?
They don't have hot dogs that I've seen.
I have depression. Do they have hamburgers?
They do have hamburgers.
Alright, I'm gonna eat there.
Did you like it?
Just made me four donuts in right now.
Definitely four donuts.
That donut you're eating right now looks like a rib.
Honestly, it does. It looks like and a pork it's rib. Sweating on the inside.
Sweating. That's how you know you got a good donut.
So. I know it's butter.
Hey, did you fools buy any kratom?
Kratom? Oh, not yet.
No.
Damn, you gotta
it didn't
get it before
do
it goes illegal.
For me.
I didn't take enough.
Yeah, I gotta take like 12 capsules or something.
I was feeling it. I was feeling the kratom.
Yeah, I think I definitely feel something.
Dude,
like
I had
it's like a low-grade opioid.
I went to a thing last night, and then we'll actually get into this. Maybe let's introduce the pod, and then we'll get into what I went to last night. So, this is DigiReddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
Dog Boobs is on the culinary mic right now.
I'm almost done.
You say that, but I'm looking at the box, and there's at least 2.5 more donuts waiting to be eaten. Lord knows.
That's yours.
Every week we talk about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. I already said that. As you know, we have a Patreon now. We have a website. We have a store. We have all this stuff. And if you're interested in hearing about a specific sub that we haven't covered yet, or if something, there's a new revelation on a sub that we have covered, like conspiracy or something, feel free to hit us up. Hi at digireddit.com. And of course, like, rate, etc. It really helps. You know how the podcasting world works. It really helps when, not only helps our egos, but it helps our credibility when you like and rate us on Stitcher and iTunes and all those things. We're also on Spotify. I don't know if you guys, if you're listening to this, you've probably already been listening on your own preferred platform, but Spotify is a new one and a good one. Anyway, so I went to this thing last night, and it was like a tonic tasting.
Ooh.
Where this herbalist had all these different things, and he started the night off with some kava, like some really
nice,
like concentrated, fresh kava.
I buy that stuff,
and it fucked me up.
It did fuck you up?
What's kava?
It's like
kava's like a root you get in Hawaii, and it's like a relaxation root. It's like a mild stony.
Yeah, but if you get down with it, you're like,
I'm sure if you get the real stuff that's potent. Like I buy the tea, and it's like. Yeah. I don't know if I'm relaxed or if it's nighttime. You know, right. I was going to bed anyway.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's got a great flavor.
Oh, this stuff was like a shot. It was like a tincture shot.
Cool.
And you kind of pound it, and then all of a sudden you're just like, I feel different.
What?
For sure. So
like not stoned. You still had your wits about you. Your body was just relaxed.
I mean, I had my wits about me, but I also it was approaching the point where you're just like, if I was driving, would I have my wits about me?
Got it. Ooh. So that's border. If I can't drive a bus full of kids, that means I'm high.
I'm flipped up. Yeah.
That's how I test new drugs. I go, get it, kids.
Get behind the wheel.
I'm trying out some new natural drugs from the rainforest. We're going to see if they're legit or not.
There's a new brand of bath salts I'm working on.
Yeah. And then we drive around and I'm like, if they're not working, I'm like, this shit's bullshit.
Yeah. Right.
Zero stars.
I was listening to our last pod. You talked about flavored salvia, different flavors of salvia.
Oh my God.
Which I want to figure out if that's a thing because that's hilarious.
Do you just, you know, in the juice you vape, just sort of add like a strawberry flavor or something.
You're the one who mentioned it, dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're the salvia guy.
Roommate, I'm a forward-thinking guy. I don't live in the past, dude.
It's not salvia, but my roommate got like a new vape pen, 100% Ligual.
Okay.
And it tastes like passion fruit / watermelon bubblegum. Like,
oh, wow.
They can put
I still don't really understand flavor. What the flavor of passion fruit
Nobody
is.
Nobody does. It's not a real thing.
No.
Is that true? Well, they just have a super strong PR campaign.
But yeah, like, I feel like anything that's fruity and you can't figure out what fruit it is, they're like, it's passion fruit.
Well, it's also called passion fruit. Like, if you're going to make up your own fruit and for a marketing scheme, like, you don't name it fucking pomegranate, right?
No.
You name it passion fruit. Yeah. You know?
Nice guy fruit, or, you know, you name it something like you everyone wants
nice
to be.
Nice guy fruit. Euphoria, fruit blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest orgasm ever, fruit.
Yeah, and everyone's like,
that's
wow,
what I
this fucking
to.
Fruit's the best.
I orgasm so hard.
Biggest orgasm ever, fruit.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so today we're talking about confession. Oh, we got to talk about merch, too. We got some new merch
in.
We actually got in the merch that we had made that you can get on Threadless. And it looked pretty flippin' sick,
I'm telling you, I'm holding this. It's those nice t-shirts that are super soft. Yeah. You know, it's not that whack ass Fruit of the Loom. This is stuff you'd wear. It feels good on your nipples.
It feels super soft on your nips. And also, the screen print is very soft. It's not that shiny, tapey kind of.
Yeah, it's not like the 70s where you would like iron on a patch. It's legit cool printing.
Looks pretty goddamn good.
This is good,
honest.
Dude.
It's pretty fun.
I'm gonna wear this. Is my new office attire for
right
sure.
Right on.
I'm a part of this podcast, and I don't even understand what the joke is on that.
Really?
What is that? Is that
that's
from
the homemade fleshlight?
That's right. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. That's fucking great. Yeah. I love that.
I think that design. What's that? We have like design names, and that one I think we call.
Is that Mrs. Pringles?
We should have called that it Mrs. Pringles.
That's yeah. We can. Tweaking on the page.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to update that.
Nice. Call it Mrs. Pringles. But anyway, so that's what's happening on the, you know, on the inside for all you listeners out there. But today we're going to talk about confession. r/confession. Because there's one story in particular that I think it brought quite the debate amongst the DigiReddit staff and the offices of DigiReddit.
Every DigiReddit lawyer was throwing their papers up and running in circles. What are we going to do now?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a hot story.
So let's
check the wire.
I want to dig into a confession immediately. Maybe at the end we'll talk about what happened on Reddit this week.
Okay.
We'll change the format up a little bit today.
Whoa, spicy.
I know, spicy. Did anybody have it pulled up?
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh my God.
Who wants to be the reader of this? Of glorious.
What do you think?
I feel like only one of us can read. So.
I can read pretty well.
And before we do that, though, let's get the stats on confession.
Yes. So confession. It's a pretty big sub. It's got 352,050 subscribers. Those numbers always fluctuate, so don't be like, you're wrong, you're off. Whatever. It's like a lot.
You can say that if you want.
Yeah.
Hi, if you want.
So it says this is intended to be a safe place. Therefore, we expect our users to help us keep it that way by abiding by our rules. The full list of rules can be found here. First one is like all submissions must be a confession, has to be in like an act you've committed. It has to be a personal preference, opinion, bad or unpopular behavior, or it doesn't. So like that doesn't necessarily mean it's a confession just because it's like negative.
Right.
Which we'll soon find out.
I killed a man.
And your sexual exploration is not a confession. It's a part of finding out who you are. So don't put it here.
Right.
All confessions have to be titled specifically. Helping one another also means that we do not encourage bad behavior, so we won't accept posts that encourage rape culture, sexualize minors, are racist, otherwise indecent or hateful behavior, whatever.
Now, with the sex one, though, you could still post like a... Like,
what if you're like, I'm really into rape culture?
Or you could be like, I've been putting like Legos up my butt ever since I was 15.
Right?
And because I always think it feels good. So every time I've had sex since, I have a Lego up my ass.
Yeah, that's sexualizing yourself as a minor.
Okay.
you can't do
it's
it.
It's a rule? You can't do that? All right, whatever. Sure.
Bummer. But there are a few other ones. Yeah. One of them that's interesting is... rule number 5, at this time, confession does not have the ability to help pedophiles, even if they are non-offending and working on their situation. Good
Wait,
to know.
So what does that mean? That means if you
want to...
So if you confess like, I'm into say, kids, like,
yeah,
I need
like,
help.
Can somebody just steer me in the right direction?
People would be like, not the place,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, we're not ready to deal with that. We're more into, like, I steal Legos at my butt kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Very inclusive community. I like this one. And the stories that I've read, I think are... the nice thing about subs like this is you just kind of feel like, hey, I have that too, and I've never brought it up because it feels like a secret that I'm not allowed to say. Our society wasn't made for me, right? And here you can kind of be like, oh, shit, and DM that guy, and then he won't respond, and then, you know, you live in sorrow for the rest of your life.
So sad.
But it's a good one. So to start this one off, we're going to read... Is it the top? It's top of all time?
Top of all time with over 22,000 upvotes.
Every single one of those upvotes is well deserved, too. Yeah. I've got to be honest. All right. And this one is tagged Light, and it's by Learned Butt, which I assume is a throwaway account.
It's copy.
Based on this.
it's actually a German last name.
Learned Boot.
Learned Boot. Yeah. Everyone's very popular. It's like this Johnson of.
It is.
of the Munich area.
That is a good name, though. Learned Butt. Learned I love butt. That.
I mean, and I like it when you pronounce it learned.
Yeah.
That's even, that makes it seem scholarly. Instead of being a learned butt.
Yeah. It's a learned butt.
Some men have their brains in their butt. So,
some do.
And women. Look,
and,
We're equalists.
Yeah. We're equalists.
We're equalists.
We're equality. Equitarian. So, we ride horses.
We ride horses.
This is a horse-friendly podcast. Bring your own horse, dude.
I believe in equal rights. I'm an equitarian.
I'm an equestrian.
You know when people show up to your party with their dog and didn't ask? And it's it's like a 140-pound dog.
Totally.
I mean, what's to stop me from showing up with my mini pony or horse?
Nothing.
Party. Hey, it's cool. Everyone loves horses.
Yeah,
that's true.
Plus, mini horses can be therapy animals now.
Anybody's having carrots and feed them?
Can you bring a mini horse on a plane?
Definitely.
That
I don't know.
Sick. Would be amazing.
I feel like I want to break.
I want to take all of the things that are fucked and push the line with them.
Yeah,
and then break them. So
like bring your pet snake on a plane.
Yes.
Yeah, the boa constrictor.
Yeah,
and then just
things
watch
that calm me down on a plane.
JetBlue kicks you
a
off.
A puppy, a boa constrictor, shooting heroin next to you.
Yeah,
all things that
a
relax me.
A box of cockroaches.
A box of cockroaches.
Sticking Legos up my butt. Anyway.
That's amazing. All right, let's read the story. Let's get into it.
So this story is kind of what put Confession on the map this week. A lot of people shared it, including other websites.
Right.
It's called, I was 22 years old when I learned that not every family has a poop knife. So it goes like this.
You got me a poop knife. You had me a poop knife.
We should sell poop knives. My family poops big. Maybe it's genetic, maybe it's our diet, but everyone births giant logs of crap. If anyone has laid a mega poop, you know that sometimes it just won't flush. It lays across the hole in the bottom of the bowl, and the vortex of draining water merely gives it a spin as it mocks you.
Amazing.
Growing up, this was a common enough occurrence that our family had a poop knife. It was an old rusty kitchen knife that hung on a nail in the laundry room, only to be used for that purpose. It was normal to walk through the hallway and have someone call out, "Hey, can you get me the poop knife?" I thought it was a standard kit. You have your plunger, your toilet brush, and your poop knife. Fast forward to 22. It's been a day or two between poops, and I'm over at a friend's house. That sucks, a day or two between poops.
That's brutal.
My friend was a local dealer and always had guests over because you can't buy weed without sitting on your ass and sampling it for an hour. I excuse myself and lay a giant turd. I look down and I see that it's a sideways one, so I crack the door and call out for my friend. He arrives, and I ask him for his poop knife. My what? Your poop knife, I say. I need to use it, please.
What do you expect me to use my hand?
Yeah. Guy, we don't have a poop knife here. WTF is a poop knife. Obviously, he has one, but maybe he calls it by a more delicate name. A fecal cleaver? A dung divider? A guano glaive? That's clever.
That's
fecal cleaver sounds fucking intense, dude.
I explain what it is that I want and why I want it. He starts giggling, then laughing, then lots of people start laughing. It turns out the music stopped and everyone heard my pleas through the door. It also turns out that none of them had poop knives. It was just my fucked up family and their fucked up bowels. FML. I told this to my wife last night, who was amused and horrified at the same time. It turns out that she did not know what a poop knife was and had been using... Oh my God, gross. Okay, sorry. It turns out that she did not know what a poop knife was and had been using the old rusty knife hanging in the utility closet as a basic utility knife.
Amazing.
Thankfully, she didn't cook with it, but used it to open Amazon boxes. She will be getting her own utility knife now. So that's the story. They added an edit at the bottom. Common question: why was this not in the bathroom instead of the laundry room? Really good question.
Great
answer
question.
We only had one poop knife, and the laundry room was central to all three bathrooms. I have no idea why we didn't just have three poop knives. All I know is that we didn't. We had the one, possibly because my father was notoriously cheap about the weirdest things. So yes, we shared our poop knife.
Yeah, things used to be expensive back then. Like there didn't IKEAs weren't always around. So you only had like a couple knives.
Yeah, you could only buy knives through infomercials. So you're not going to get a bunch.
It was they're
hard
to come by. Or
door to door salesman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had to hope somebody
and
would
ring
your doorbell.
You never specified which one was a poop knife, so
no.
You would never know, right?
Like,
and you don't want to use your good knives for poop knives,
no,
so I could see them be just having one.
It's got to be like butter knife status.
You don't need a sharp blade.
You don't need serrated.
But we think,
unless
but
you eat
we've
a lot
never.
Of corn.
If fecal cleaver is an option, though, then I think that you might be dealing with something a little bit more robust than a butter knife.
That's true.
I think you need one of those... filet knives to take a fish filet off. Ooh. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those long, thin ones.
Those are some of the most satisfying knives.
I think that's, for me, what I would use.
Shout out to TrueSwords.com.
Shout out to TrueSwords.com. Yeah,
I would call it the
poop sword.
The fecal
poop
filet. Sword.
Ooh, what would be the alliteration or the clever way we could say something incorporating sword?
Sword.
The fucking
the shit sword. I mean,
shit sword. I don't know,
it's a little
works.
Too obvious, but
the slime sword. I mean,
I mean, true swords definitely should have a poop sword, a poop knife.
They should be capitalizing on this.
Yeah. This is an opportunity. This is a cottage economy waiting to happen.
So this is a good example of how we can work for you as like a outside internet consultant company.
That's exactly
like
right.
If you're thinking about hiring us, this would be a good example of how it could work. Like,
this is trending this week.
We come in, we say, you want to up your business? What's trending? Poop knives.
Here's a new product. Here are some schematics. We've got three options for you here.
That's right. We got all the major knife sellers in the region. Cutco, True Swords.
So this guy, Swiss Army. I feel like there
Swiss
are a
Army.
Lot of...
Swiss Army poop knife.
Well, they should include one of those anyway.
Yeah. And then, everyone should have
It would
have
fuck
that.
Up the rest of the knives, I guess, because you would have... Or everything else. So you can't really...
You need
can't use a Swiss Army scissors if you've been using the fucking poop knife directly to the left of it, you know?
See, one of the things that falls out is a rubber glove.
And
you
hand
put the glove on.
Oh.
And that's... So one of the... It's a button and it goes... And it's a glove. That'd be chill.
Like a poop foam finger.
Poop foam finger.
Oh.
That's a good idea. A foam finger that cuts it with like a serrated edge.
Also.
So you get the effect of my fingers doing the work.
Yeah. Right.
But it's.
Feels a little bit more
you
industrious.
You get the satisfaction of thinking like I'm doing this with my hands.
Yeah.
I'm working the land.
Yeah, that's more of like I'd say artisan approach.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Artisanal.
So this guy has to just, you just literally like cut it in half.
Like, have you guys ever had a poop that big?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Like, and what did you do?
I used my poop knife.
I used to stick my foot in and try to break it up with my foot.
Oh, really?
Know, just jam it around.
What would I do?
But I would use my poop sock before.
Oh, yeah.
Just to protect because I didn't want to get, this is gross without it, you know?
I don't, so. That's a great question, actually. I'm trying to think of like what.
I think poop knives are way preferable to just letting it dissolve over time.
I think what happens is you flush and then it clogs and then you sit there and you freak out. You're like, oh shit, it's rising. I don't have a plunger. And then you have to figure it out.
Well, I think we're talking pre-plunge, though. I think we're talking pre...
Well, you should have cut it, but we weren't forward-thinking enough to have the knife.
I think he's talking about in this situation,
it won't
he
even
or
go
she.
In.
Do we specify this is a guy?
No, there's no...
Yeah,
I
equal
mean,
rights, guys. It could be a chick.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't think we say chick anymore. I have a feeling it isn't.
Gender neutral, but I think that there is a high likelihood it's a girl. So... Just based on the language, the way she
just
talks about the poop knife.
Let's say it's a she.
Okay.
She works at babe.net.
Yeah.
For sure.
She.
Woo-hoo.
Maybe this is babe.net itself.
Babe.net should be writing about poop knives.
A babe.net knife. You get it? All right. So, I mean, I wonder, like looking at this, because I think the visual here is a lot more about... He's flushing, and it literally isn't even... It's so fucking like, big that it's not even getting into the bowl. It's
no, like spinning 45 degrees and stopping. Yeah.
So I think in that situation, I don't even know. But that's also like a... That's a. I kind of feel like maybe if you're in a public bathroom and that happens...
You just bolt.
Well, yeah, I think it's a pride thing. I think that's one of those things where you leave it, you let people... You let people see your work.
Let people behold it.
Let it go viral.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm curious to know what... race this guy is. I was immediately thinking like
guy or girl.
Her.
I was immediately thinking she was like a Northern European like Viking
stock. Oh yeah, I can see that.
I mean you gotta be like a big person,
like
a big woman to lay down some foundation this strong.
You gotta be like eating a lot of beef jerky.
Beef jerky and bran muffins.
Lots of bran muffins.
So many bran
muffins.
What
part of the country or what part of the world is bran muffins
That's a good question.
Feels French to me.
This does not sound like a French story to me, man.
No.
French, they're way too delicate for this shit, dude.
Yeah. When they poop on the runway.
This like, seems German.
Seems German.
Northern, like you were saying, like kind of Scandinavia.
Yeah, like all fish heads.
Polish.
Wow.
Polish.
You've got a really good instinct. Bran, circa 1300. The husk of wheat or barley, from old French word Bren.
Wow.
That is French.
Oui, oui.
So we're talking then the French region of Germany then.
Yes. Right.
So we're not talking.
The
this
French
is not,
valleys.
Yeah. Yeah.
The French valleys of Germany.
Wow. Yeah. Shit that big. Honestly, I feel like maybe I've come close to having a situation like that before in my life, but I've never needed to resort to using an outside utensil or something.
Yeah, I don't.
It's always solved itself after a couple flushes. So I can't imagine laying something that.
It's pretty fucking impressive, man. So this story, this story kind of took the internet by storm last week. Where did you guys find this? Where did you guys dig this one up? From the front page?
I actually think I did.
No, yeah. Shout out to my buddy Dave who sent me this. I think because we've got the Reddit vibe going, people send me stuff.
People now send us just basic internet stuff.
Someone sent me this, like, hey, this is funny, check it out. And I was like, oh man, that was funny. So
damn.
I like that.
I can't claim.
I mean, that's pretty nasty. Have you guys ever, like, do you guys have anything in your family that's gross along the same lines that you're like, oh, I guess that's not normal?
I was going to ask this, because this is definitely one of those things, too. Well, this one specifically is about Le Poop Knife, because this French now that we're discovering. I think every family has those things that you do, and then everybody else that now knows you goes like, why in the fuck would you ever think that's okay to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a variety of those, but I can never really remember them on the spot, but the closest I can think of is like toenails. Like my parents and my family were just like, cut your toenails, put them wherever, it doesn't matter.
That's kind of mine too.
And it was,
I just do it in the family room sometimes.
Yeah, and just like don't clean it up.
Yeah,
there's no like, hey, put this in the garbage.
No, never. Falls in the carpet.
This is gross.
Disappears.
This is gross.
Yeah,
I love clipping my toenails, but I would never think to just leave them.
That's
it's an accidental projectile, but
I think in Boob's case though, this is directly related to her bird seed in the living room situation.
Yep.
Oh my god. We gotta add this to the Howard Hughes Venn diagram.
I forgot, yeah.
Because if your parents aren't shutting you down from literally husking bird seeds in the living room and just leaving the detritus in the wake, they're certainly not gonna stop you from clipping your toenails.
Because
at that point you have a sharpened object in your hand.
And they're like, she's not right.
Yeah, she's not gonna.
There's something.
This is
off.
Just something that happens. My parents have no excuse. I have no idea why they let us do that.
That is so gross. Yeah. I remember I actually experienced the first time that wasn't okay was in college. I asked my roommate, I'm like, are you cool if I just like trim my nails at my desk? And she was like, actually, that's kind of gross. And I was just like, oh. I wasn't really asking your permission. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to do it.
I was going to do it anyway. I just was hoping you would be cool with it, but guess you're not. Still going to do it, though.
I'm trying to think of like other, man, I had a bunch of things like that growing up.
I had one last night that came up. I was talking to my roommate. I basically told her about Poop Knife. She's not like super into Reddit or anything.
Cool.
But then like a few minutes later, as my dog was licking my face, she's like, you know what? That's kind of weird. Like the fact that you just let your dog lick your entire face. And I'm like, interesting, because this has gone on since like we had a family dog when I was 10 and my mom would let the dog completely lick her makeup off at the end of a day.
That's pretty cool.
That's super weird.
Like she called it frosting.
Yeah.
Like it was like, oh, you like that frosting. And now I'm just like, yeah, like
I'm just picturing a first date and you're like,
I literally let my dog lick my eyes. Like lick makeup off, and
we've
then I
had
like
a dog like lick our face, like oh cute, yeah, right. You stop it. But then would you park it and sit there and let it go on for 10 minutes?
I have.
Holy schnikes, dude! This is getting like to me a little bit crossing the line into the uncanny valley of
centaur fucking
bestiality, uncanny valley,
poor people kind of thing.
poor people.
Yeah.
We're talking
people.
Poorest people, guys.
Yeah,
that's an episode 63 throwback.
yeah, I mean, I guess it is gross.
Maybe.
Well, dogs eat shit all day and lick
their
butts
dick
and
holes
and like just
true.
Like chew on garbage. So.
Yeah. And their breath is like
fucking
rank.
Bad.
Oh, and have you ever had dogs' teeth fall out like in your room? Like, that's how little they take care of their mouths. Their teeth just like fall out when they rot and fall.
Oh.
Yeah, they have poor dentistry habits.
And then there was some rumor going around in like 2002 that was like dogs' mouths are actually cleaner than humans, and everyone's like, and that like that lived for
that.
5 or 6 years, and then one person crunched numbers like this is untrue.
Some brave person.
My dog
like
eats poop and garbage all day, and like raw salmon from a garbage can.
Right. How on earth is that cleaner?
Yeah, it's not.
I'm not trying to say we're cleaner, but like right. to even go the opposite, like come on now.
Maybe the metric was like, you know, they went to like a elementary school in Southern Alabama where they were just eating fiery hot Cheetos and Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, yeah, you're right. The dog's mouth is way cleaner than this kid.
Yeah. They only needed one sample. Yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum is dead, like caught on the fastest.
Oh,
on the
internet, oh yeah.
Oh God.
The mad hoax.
Remember that.
Freed, what about you? What did your family do that you were like, wow, in retrospect, holy shit, you guys are disgusting.
I'm trying to think of a specific. Something will pop up in this pod, but not.
I got called out on Christmas Day for walking around barefoot.
What?
Which was I thought was kind of weird, but I think it's like my family.
What are you talking about?
We were at like a
somebody else's house.
No, we were at family. We were like our family, but it was like a formal Christmas thing, and I just like refused to put on shoes or socks
inside someone's house.
And my girlfriend inside the house, and my girlfriend's stepmom or girlfriend's dad's girlfriend, I guess, was like, that guy needs to put on some fucking shoes.
Was it like a formal dinner?
I don't think it was technically a dinner, but it was like maybe more formal than I realized. But there's a lot of situations like that. Like my family was like casual.
Yeah.
Like we were like ridiculously casual. So we did a lot of barefoot, a lot of like, you know, when we eat at the dinner table, it's like not a lot of fucking formality going on.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I can relate to that. I mean, shoes, definitely whatever, but that's pretty funny. You got called out for not wearing.
That's
like being a barefoot, like hippie at a.
Yeah. That much, reminds me of like when I was, I would like walk around like full blown Mowgli, like not wearing pants, no shirt until I was like 8. And my mom and dad were like, you need to wear a shirt when guests come over.
You
like
just,
I have a picture of me
you just
being.
Pounded your chest and screamed.
And I was like, ah!
And ran away.
I literally have a picture of myself like. Like
husking bird seeds completely nude in the living room.
You need to
you're in fourth grade.
I'm like Donnie from the Wild Thornberries. Like,
you need to stop hurling poop at our guests.
Yeah, like you are so fucking horrible.
We know
like
you
why
love
did
animals.
We have a
what a savage.
Yeah.
And you were the oldest too, right?
I was the oldest.
Oh, so that was probably traumatizing. Your parents were probably so confused.
Yeah, and like how do we I can imagine them having late night conversations like how do we broach this topic with her?
Right.
Like it's getting to be inappropriate. Like
how do we turn this animal into civilized?
She's going into middle school.
Yeah. This is like the days of like Kodak and like getting film developed and like the fact that like I honestly feel like the child pornography lens was very lax back then because there are pictures of me like it's not gross, like it's not sexual, but I'm just like full blown shirtless on the counter, sitting on a counter, way too old with like other children, like my parents' friends, like dressed.
And
it's like a photograph, like a hard copy photograph. Like nobody was like, uh-oh, I wonder if she's okay.
Well, the child pornography thing is interesting because we kind of sexualized anything
like
that's
any
not,
naked kid.
Yeah, and there, I mean, I know, I have friends like that who have like not to that degree, but it's just like you're a fucking kid, dude.
Yeah.
Like kids, you don't want to restrict kids to. Why put kids in clothes? You know what I mean? Like, what's the fucking point?
Right.
I was running around with my kid the other day on the beach. I mean, he's pretty young, but his wang was full out. And I was like, this is the best.
Yeah.
He was having the greatest time. And then he would stop and squat down and pee. And I'm like, yep. And I would just kick some sand over it. And I'm like, that's why this is the beach rules.
Yeah.
And then you have some fucking social justice warrior parent come over
and call
CPS on you.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about all those things. I'm thinking about, like, there's a guy over there with a telephoto lens. And this is getting weird. And there's a mom over here that, like, is worried. She's like puritanical and like doesn't want her kid to see dick. And I'm like, the kid's
for
like,
fuck's sake,
barely even a year
and
old.
He's living life to the fullest.
He's
living
having
his best.
A great time.
He's
best life.
That
et
is so freeing.
People are fucked. This is a good confession. My neighbor unintentionally stopped me from killing myself.
What?
Whoa,
a few years ago, I was in a bad place and I was.
Wait, this is you, or are you reading this?
I'm reading this.
Oh, okay.
Good. I
thought
glad.
It was you. I was like, holy shit. All right.
Damn.
Guys, I want to make a huge confession on the pod.
Well, we're going to have to do that by the end of the pod. We have to come up with some confession.
Oh, yeah.
Think
we're
going
to have to lie and come up with a confession.
No, this is from, who wrote this? Oh, Connor Sheary.
Connor, my guy.
Okay,
I love
Connor.
Sounds like a real name.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows the anonymous factor of Reddit.
He doesn't really know how Reddit works.
Sorry, Connor, but...
yeah.
A few years ago, I was in a bad place, and I was just seconds from slitting my throat when my upstairs neighbor knocked on my door and asked me if I wanted to play Magic. Sick.
How Magic old was he?
Yeah, I've never told him, and I don't plan on it, but ever since that day, my life has gotten significantly better, and I have to thank... And I have him to thank for stopping me.
Wow. That's crazy. Dude. That's an intense way to kill yourself.
I love that it's also like...
slitting my throat. It almost sounds... it doesn't sound real. It.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you want to play Magic?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I can do one more game, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
I can get one more in before I end it all.
Yeah.
Who wants to slit their throat? I mean...
Honestly.
I don't... That seems... Yeah, that's... Because that was always the story with Elliot Smith, the musician, how he like stabbed himself 7 times to kill himself. I'm just like... A little fucking melodramatic, man. Yeah. Like it's
a little fishy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've talked about suicide, and we don't want to joke about suicide. Obviously, with the Logan Paul thing, it's not no joke, but it's no joke regardless of the Logan Paul thing. But that obviously brought it to light. But I think there are better ways to kill yourself.
Totally, pills. Also, Did I talk about this on the last pod? But there's a machine someone invented to kill yourself. Obviously, I would know about this.
Right.
Where you like you put a bag over your head, but if you slowly run out of oxygen without replacing it with another gas, you get the feeling of suffocation. But if you replace it with another gas like helium or nitrogen,
carbon monoxide,
your body doesn't register that it's suffocating. So you'll be like just like totally fine and laughing up till the minute you lose consciousness.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That's the car. That's the dream. Garage car. Kill yourself in the garage. Yeah, that seems like the chill way
That's
to go.
That's the chill way. Honestly, yeah. I actually didn't think about that. Because I always...
put on a nice record.
Right.
You know, Creedence Clearwater album. Yeah. And you just let it roll, dude.
Would you...
Hotel California on loop? That's what I would listen to if I was killing myself.
I mean, that would be pretty fucking good, actually. going to Hotel California.
It's so not a joke. But I feel like it's healthy to have frank conversations about
death. I agree with that.
And when I... if I turn an age where I'm like not enjoying my life anymore and I'm super old, like 36, I'm going to want to be able to end it in a very painless way. But I actually have been thinking about different ways, and the car thing is really easy.
I mean, I think
we're gonna what if we go electric and it ruins your plan by then?
Oh my god, self-driving cars, it'll be like no, cannot compute. Like that would put driver in danger, and I'm like,
that's the point. Yeah. I mean,
unintended consequences. Tesla can't see. Yeah.
I think the heroin overdose, I think, is a good move.
Ooh,
just because it is heroin, and I think everybody in theory likes heroin, though I've never done it.
Dude, that would be a.
I think drug overdoses in general are kind of like seemingly a good way to go. I also think if you're a thrill seeker,
the only problem with that is that it seems like it could have been an accident, and maybe people didn't. If the point is to let people know you killed yourself, a drug overdose might be...
Well, but that depends on what you want.
You're
trying to...
Leave a note. Yeah, I did this on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
This was not an accident.
It was definitely not an accident. I'm a legend.
I mean, I think... I also think if you're going to kill yourself, do it in a way that doesn't affect others. Because there's nothing more traumatizing than like walking in on a dead body that you didn't realize was there. So like... hanging yourself in your living room. Don't fucking do it. You're going to traumatize your kids and your wife.
You don't know what
your
face is going to look like.
You don't know what your face is going to look like. Whatever.
It's not
like,
going to be good.
Don't do it like... Don't jump off of a building onto a busy street where you're going to like... You're going to splatter and it's going to...
hit someone else.
You're going to hit someone else. Whatever.
Traumatize someone and ruin their car.
I did a medical training class a while back. And one of the things you should learn is... this was going on in Japan. Like there's some chemical mixture you make in a bucket.
Right.
And it like makes some gas and you put it in your car and you sit in your car. And it's kind of like the car thing in the garage, but it's a different, you know, stuff you could buy at the Home Depot.
Right.
And it was like we talked about it because if you're sort of an emergency worker and you come and someone's like dead in a car and you open the door, like the gas could affect you too.
Oh.
So what these people do is they leave a note. They like tape notes to the window and they're like, there's toxic material here for like... don't come in
so
the car.
Considerate.
And so they're being considerate. This was Japanese too. So you're like, God,
of
it just
course
feels
it's Japanese.
God, they're so considerate. The culture's rules. So, but it was just one of those things you had to study and be like, oh, okay, this is a thing. Like, and I think in general, you might encounter that. I mean, heads up.
That's interesting.
I mean, if you really, I think jumping out of something extremely high, but not hurting people, I think would also be super sick. So like if you could like, I'm going to go one last thrill seek. I'm going to climb to the top of this fucked up tree and I'm going to jump off.
Super tall, fucked up redwood.
This extreme redwood. I'm going to go to the top Because the other thing too,
there's
I've
a
always thought
foot redwood.
I've always
in Northern
thought
California.
That if you were a, that would be dope. But also, if you're truly feeling suicidal, I also find it interesting if you're like, all right, cool, I'm going to Afghanistan, right?
Ooh.
And we're gonna I'm gonna battle to the death.
I'm
right?
going out in a yeah. blaze of glory.
Yeah, like you're gonna take down some fucking insurgents too, or like I'm gonna go into the jungle of Colombia and
Ooh.
Kill some FARC. You know?
Ooh,
right.
that yeah. would be kind of like being a kamikaze pilot
exactly.
or a yeah. suicide bomber.
But I guess
I'm gonna heist some diamond, like the family jewels or something.
Well, you know, because if you're like suicidal and you're like nothing matters, life is a lie, I don't want to be here anymore, then like I don't know. It just feels like you can use that ambivalence to your benefit. But then again, I guess if you're suicidal, you're not really thinking
yeah.
that way. But
you're not thinking like a depressed individual.
I'm thinking like a proactive yeah. suicidal.
Thinking like an X Games guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
An cool. X Games
I'm going out on a 900.
An X Games jewel thief, dude.
Yeah.
I would yeah. love if like... the royal guards like full on shot someone on sight for going near the royal jewels. That would be so intense.
That would be they don't even know how to use their
they don't.
Weapons, I don't think.
So. Don't they just have like staffs with spears?
I think so.
Within the spears have like collars on them,
They're
fluffy
so
collars.
That's so funny.
Lame.
That's cool. Anyway, all right, so that was so
this one's pretty
interesting
funny.
Confession.
This one's short. It's just right. what made me laugh. I swapped mattresses with my roommate because his was comfier. He doesn't know.
Oh,
that's cool.
I would notice that. I would totally notice that.
You'd be like, something's off.
This doesn't feel right.
That's why I write my name on my mattress in Sharpie across the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I feel like college kids, though, or at least college dudes, I feel like they are not aware of things
nah,
like that.
They're going to just be so tired from wanking it right before bed that they're yeah. just going to pass out no matter what.
It's masturbation university.
Sorry,
class
that's
of 2009.
Sexist. I found the most fucked up one ever.
Okay, can't wait.
This is an 18 plus, so this is marked 18 plus. You shouldn't read it unless you're an adult. It's titled, Ejaculated on My Grandmother's Face.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Let that like, right. marinate for a minute.
God, Confessions is
it's got a lot of different depths.
It's a lot
crunchy.
Of different, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people walking around with this stuff in their head.
I know.
Yeah,
so before you sick. Dig into that, I'm going to quickly read an extremely short one because I think it sets the tone.
Do it.
This one is, I'm a girl and I say suck my dick more than most guys do. It's just that saying this makes me feel superior and in power. So whatever. Or so whoever is about to downvote this, suck my dick. All right, now go with the ejaculate.
That's
right.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funny
Sorry,
when a girl says
my
suck
donut.
My dick, by the way.
I love it. It's one of my favorites.
I always laugh, and I don't want it to become trendy because it'll ruin it.
Yeah.
But
it's just
it kind of makes
enough.
Me go,
that's real chuckle.
Yeah. She doesn't have a dick. Every time I like do the math and arrive at a chuckle.
You do like the wiggle finger thing.
Go,
like,
she doesn't have a dick.
Good one. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
This is really fucked up.
Cool.
One night, when I was 13 or 14, my grandmother had come to visit us. She slept in my bed, and I slept on the couch. At this point in my life, pretty much every night, I would wait for everyone to go to sleep, and then I would jack off.
Nice.
Even though I was on the couch, I still decided to do it.
Chill.
For some reason, in my horned-up state, I got really turned on by the idea of ejaculating on my grandmother's face.
Mm. What?
So without really thinking, I went into my room, and while she was still asleep, I quietly jacked off next to her and then finished on her cheek/neck area.
This isn't real.
This can't be real.
This isn't real.
I'm not buying it.
After I finished, I left as quickly and quietly as I could and went back to the lounge room. I have no idea if she knows what I did. This happened a decade ago, and I still hate myself every time I think about it. I don't know what I was thinking. Brackets, remorse.
Oh, my God. And what the fuck is wrong with that
the
person?
The top comment has more upvotes than the actual post. And
it's just says liar.
This is the most fucked up thing I've read on the internet in years.
I mean, that
from
is
deep
like...
deep south, dude.
That's
saying
that's
something.
That's the most upvoted, that comment, that's it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of on the nose.
I mean, I will say that this... So, confession as a sub, I think it's subject to a little... I don't want to say lies, because I don't want to call out somebody's confession as a lie, but it's kind of like no sleep and stuff like that, where you kind of go, I know you said this is a true story, but what's more important is the story itself,
right?
And good one, right? So,
like, this is outrageously disgusting.
I mean, that's
serial killer shit.
Up. Yeah, I mean, that's like an insane shit. And I know we all have, I don't think to that degree, but we all have things where we just go, ooh, I lapse in judgment, right? Or like, I think masturbating in particular is one of those things where I think everybody's got one of those stories where you're just like, in high school, I went to the fucking bathroom and I would go in the bathroom and, you know, every day during fifth period and jerk off or whatever, right?
Like
I think people have those stories, but that's insane.
Yeah, let's call this one a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, right? and
let's hope that guy was like a 15 in the middle of adolescence, maybe 13.
Yeah,
actually,
it says he was 13, 14.
Oh, okay,
that's way too old, though.
Well, but no, you're kind of coming into your weird sex, like, I don't understand what's going on thing.
Woof. Yeah, I mean,
I don't
clearly
know. Grandmas are weird. Nobody wants to be around their grandma at that age.
That's true. Yeah. So you think it was like a spiteful J.O.?
Maybe, like, if this grandma was one of those mean movie grandmas that's like, well, now wash, we're going to wash you. And like, right. The grandma scrubs him so much he bleeds, you know, kind of thing.
It's like, he's like, fuck you, grandma.
Little boys must be clean. And like, off, so waffle your skin kind of thing.
Let's change the tone a little bit too.
I got a funny one.
All right, so I'll read this one because it's extremely short, and then you should read one.
I hope it's the same one.
We read this one before when we were talking amongst ourselves. I've thrown up multiple times in my life from drinking too much chocolate milk, including a few times as an adult. I can't help it. I love chocolate milk.
I can't help it. It's for me.
That's pretty funny.
That's a good one.
On a related note to that, there have been 3 times in my life where I've eaten 6 Krispy Kreme donuts in one sitting and then barfed afterwards. And one of them happened last week.
Oh my God. So what's the mechanism that won't allow you to stop?
The fact that I'm like,
why just one more?
Well, okay, so it's because I'm super high, and then also DoorDash sometimes has them, and then I'll get an entire dozen, and me and my roommate will be like, let's just have one, we'll save the rest for tomorrow, take them into work, and then we'll eat all 6.
Here's the plan, Stacey, we're gonna get 12, we're just gonna have like a half.
Yeah, we'll each share one.
And then we'll just be really, we'll be heroes of the office tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
then like literally
22 minutes later.
9 minutes later, all 6 are gone.
Oh my God, it's incredible.
And usually I hate myself for like 10 minutes, and then it's like, ooh, this isn't staying down. And then I'd barf it up.
So you're bulimic.
Yeah.
That makes bulimia sound pretty cool, actually.
Right?
Yeah. When you can
no
just
consequences.
Like, put down 6 Krispy Kremes and then be like, jettison that garbage. And then you're like back to square one.
Yeah.
Your teeth are a little rotten.
You can be bulimic
back to square one.
But I think your teeth only rot if it's like a daily thing.
Yeah.
If you do this every couple of weeks, like, you know what they say, everything in moderation.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not
3
promoting
times in
bulimia,
your life,
by the way.
Like, yeah, no.
We just think it's cool.
It's
well,
just
sometimes, you know, you vomit, you can vomit because sometimes it's good to get it out.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
That's kind of, I think, what helps me not just be like, okay, settle down, just go lay down and don't puke, is I'm like, it's probably better for my body if I eject this.
Well, you did just put a lot of, like, absolute raw garbage
raw
into your mouth.
Yeah, and so dough into my body.
I'm into that. I understand that.
It's a great way to stay in shape too.
Yeah.
I did that. I think I may have told this story on the pod before, and then we'll get to your funny story, Freed. But when I was in high school, I ran track, and there was one race where I had to do the 4x4 and the 4x8. And
nobody
the same
understands
day.
The race math.
Oh yeah, okay. So
I knew I was in track, and those are the two worst.
Yeah, they're literally the two
How
worst.
How many laps is 4x4?
400 is one lap.
Okay,
800
at a sprint.
So in my mind, 4x4 would be 4 laps.
It is, but it's 4 different people.
It's like a relay.
Relay.
And then the 800 is a half mile at sprint pace.
Yeah. So you have to do
sprint pace.
So a really good,
because you can sprint 2 laps before you really start to like crap out, right?
Well, you can sprint about 400 meters until you crap out. No, not 400, like 100 meters, and then I crap out.
I mean, so 100
I can do like
is
60 meters.
Usain Bolt type stuff. The 400 is around the whole track, but you know, a really good 400 runner.
Yeah.
we'll get it done in 45 seconds.
And that's like maybe 85% sprint. Like they're close. They're not sprinting, but they're like,
it's like 90.
They're running
some change.
Pretty fast.
It's like
fast,
my sprint is slower than their 800 speed.
And so the 800. So I did one race. I literally ran the 4x8, literally got off the race, went over and barfed, and then got straight back on the starting blocks.
Whoa.
Literally immediately after.
Were you good? Were you like good enough where it was like, get back in the game, Major League?
I was an all-state runner, dude.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Yeah. Weirdly enough.
I was the slowest person.
I literally
person.
Don't run anymore, but I was,
No, we podcast.
This
we
is
podcast.
A,
it's
I'm
basically
sorry.
Running. It's intellectual running.
I'm going to keep this confession super quick.
Okay.
But I too was in track and I did long distance for a few years,
nice.
Which you would do the 1600, which is a mile, and then you'd do a 2 mile, which would be, I think, 8 laps.
Right.
But I was so fucking slow that I got lapped by a girl with Down syndrome.
Oh, man.
And
are you kidding me? This is your, you gotta put this on a resume.
This is fucking for real.
This should be under your hobbies.
And honestly, like, I'm not
so
even saying that
funny.
Mean because I'm like, oh, people with Down syndrome can't run. It's like, no, they probably are fine. They probably can run
right.
just as well as anybody else. But
right.
for me, I was just like, this girl wasn't like an athletic Down syndrome girl.
Right.
Like, she was not an athletic
right.
girl, and she
this
ran by and was like,
ever.
Keep it up. She literally encouraged me
Dog
as
move,
she passed me.
Once in a while, you just pull out a nugget
that's,
from your past
yeah.
that's just unbeatable.
And did she like turn around and back jog and be like, come on, come on.
Come on, don't give
like
up, girl.
Thing?
Yeah,
she
no.
Like,
she just, but very good natured and supportive. She just passed me and was like, keep it up.
And when you say good natured and supportive, you mean sympathetic
yeah.
to your...
There was literally 1-800 where... Everybody was done, and I still had like another lap, and I just stopped running because I
That's
was like,
incredible.
No one's paying attention anymore.
Like, we have to get the next race going, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, my 100s were like 23 seconds.
That's absurd. That's absolutely insane.
My legs don't move like other people's
legs. I'm impressed
legs.
That you stayed up, like, kept running. I mean,
it would seriously confound me. Like, I would go back to the locker room and just sit on the bench looking at my feet and be like, why can't my legs, like, move the same way as other
people's
legs?
It's one of those things, like, you know, today in school.
That is one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
Every kid kind of gets a trophy movement.
Right.
Like, do people come up to you and say you're not a good runner?
Right.
Or maybe
no,
we should
it's
switch
even
gears.
Sadder.
Wait, so nobody came up and was just like, you shouldn't do this.
You
no.
should be a filmmaker.
Go,
you're
go
making the killing.
Yeah.
yeah, like you're doing.
No, it was like, it was a.
You got
our
a trophy anyway.
Field,
you got first place.
Our track and field and cross country was all, it was like basically anybody could be in it.
That's amazing.
And you didn't have to try out. So I wanted to do that instead of PE. Yeah, so
I guess
I
if
literally,
winning isn't the option.
I won a coach's award the second year in cross country because I didn't give up.
I mean, hey,
and all the coaches,
that's true. That's
the coaches
true.
Were like, God, she's just the little weird girl that could. Like,
she just yeah. keeps on chugging.
She never stopped
I
running.
Love the
she's
idea.
Killing her overall score, but she just won't quit.
She runs slower than she
I
walks.
I love the idea. Like, after each one, they come over and be like, here's your trophy, Aaron. And it's like a first place trophy. And be like, everybody gets these. It's
yeah.
just everybody gets the first place. So.
You know how they'll have yeah. heats if there are like a ton of runners? I was in one of the second to last heats, which means like you're the slowest person.
Right.
And I came in like third and
wow.
I felt really cool because there were like 8 people in the race. And I was like, I didn't come in last.
Nice.
But
That's
it was
amazing.
One of the last heats. So
my,
it was everybody's
my,
slow.
My brother. So this is the only sad part about that story on my side is I went to state as a 4x8 runner. And we got 5th in state, so that made us all state.
Ooh.
Which was like a landmark for my high school, right? Like, high school, like, was not state material.
Yeah.
Then 2 years later, my brother beat my record in one state.
What?
So literally, like, we had done this thing that hadn't been done in 30 fucking years or whatever.
And then did a three-peat. I mean,
and then my brother literally beat it 2 years later. And, like, my name was removed from the scoreboard and everything.
Jeez.
Pretty cool.
This reminds me.
Cool.
What was your mile time?
My mile, well, we didn't do miles, but my 800 was 201, I believe.
Holy cannoli.
I think.
My mile is like a 9 minute.
But my brother...
my peak.
My brother's was like a fucking 157 or some shit.
He crossed
it. Think about
cool,
Ryan. Sounds fast as shit. It sounds like a movie that I love called Across the Tracks, starring Brad Pitt and Ricky Schroeder. I don't know if you guys remember. I just texted you the poster.
Ricky Schroeder was one. He's one of my favorites, man.
Whoa.
This was an early Brad Pitt jam from 1990.
Oh, wow.
He's the snobby rich kid. They're brothers. His brother's Ricky Schroeder, and his brother's Ricky Schroeder's a bad kid, so he's been at like the bad kid school. And so Brad Pitt's like a preppy boy, and he's an amazing runner. And Ricky, who like smokes cigarettes, comes on. He runs in his Chuck Taylors.
They
get in this rivalry into like the state championship.
That's incredible.
And I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but
who wins?
You check it out. But it sounds like your life.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Your dad.
That's pretty amazing.
It sounds like how you grew up. It's very Midwest too.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like my life.
And it's called Across the Tracks.
I got kicked off the reason I actually joined track is because I got kicked off the baseball team because I painted my fingernails black.
Because
I was an aspiring goth fucking poser.
Dude, you could have called the ACLU if that happened today.
I should. I could still do it, probably.
ACLU, dude.
I could still call the ACLU and let them know.
Awesome.
But it's for the better.
Yeah.
I think it was also partially got kicked out because I skipped a baseball game because I went to two different homecomings.
Slut. Yeah. I went to a Blink-182 concert.
I went to a Blink-182 concert.
And fuck off. Yeah. Coach. Fuck off, coach.
Fuck off, coach.
Eat my dick, coach.
You can suck these balls, coach.
I think we are only in episode 3 of 2018, and I think Dog Boobs just came out with the story of the year.
Yeah, I mean, really? We can call it now. That's definitely on the board for top story of the year.
That is easily.
Jesus Christ.
I've got some confessions.
And we don't mean that in a bad way. Nothing against Down syndrome people, but just the way you worded that and the imagery of that person turning around and be like, you got it. Keep telling.
It's just
be
one
like,
of
don't
those.
Say, don't humiliate me. Don't do that.
Don't cheer me on.
It was just one of those moments where you're, fuck, man. Okay. Like, I'm on the wrong team.
I'm in the wrong industry.
Yeah.
You have to think about your running career after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this something I want?
This really for me. Maybe PE is worth it after all.
Terrible.
All right. Let's read a couple more confessions. I like this. This is a fun one.
Yeah. Did you have one?
Oh, this is. I just thought this was funny. I'm 16 and I still enjoy playing with fake weapons and making up movie scenarios in my head when I'm alone. So that's his confession.
That's
16,
fun.
Right? Not
right.
That old.
No.
And I think, but what's fun is the comments are great. And it's all these older guys. Essentially, you like look down. This one guy's like, oh, I'm 25 and I still do that. Granted, my wife, with my wife and kids, just playing, I'll play with my kids. And then this next guy goes, seriously, kids are the best cover for still playing make believe as an adult. And then, like, next guy goes, this is lifelong. What are you talking about? I'm 27. Like, it just goes on and on. Like, 32 and I do the same thing. Get my kids involved, epic lightsabers. Like, so this kid is 16 who thinks he's too old to like play make believe. Like,
everyone's just goes on.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what, dude? Yeah, I'm still doing it. I'm 40.
Yeah,
like,
I'm 40. We do it.
I do that.
I'm 39. I just bought a belt-fed Nerf gun the other day.
Whoa.
The comments are great.
I love that.
It makes like, it's sort of like, you're like, yeah, dudes are just 16 forever with more bills to pay.
And then at the very end, it's just like, I'm 70 and I still have my rifle from World War II. You're like, well, that's different.
That's different.
That's different
pops.
I don't load it, but I go around the backyard and I pretend to shoot pigeons. You're like, sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. I have PTSD. I do that. Have you guys ever tried to come up with like live out movie scenarios while you're trying to go to bed, but then get stuck on one scene and then be frustrated when you wake up and you're like, why didn't I fucking get past that scene?
Never done this.
Oh. Yeah.
No. I have a completely relatable anecdote. That's fucking hilarious.
What everybody feels.
I used to, I don't think I do this anymore. Maybe I do. I'm almost always driving, but usually when I'm not driving or when I was a kid, I would always, always pretend that the guardrails were like rails for skaters, and I would like in my mind be doing moves because I played a lot of Tony Hawk, and get some epic streaks and shit. So that was about the closest I got.
Chad Buckley, man.
Chad Buckley. let's read another one and then let's get into some more of our own confessions.
Hell yeah.
Let's freaking open up the box, you know what I mean? Here's one that's a little bit, it's labeled as light, but it feels kind of serious and emotional. So I'm going to read it as just another layer of kind of the emotional depth of these things. So, found out my dead best friend was in love with my wife. Doesn't seem very light to me. Okay. I'm writing this on as a confession because I don't know where else to speak out speak about this, and I don't want my kids finding this out on my main account. My friend died a few months ago due to heart problems. He was taking care of himself, so it was a shock to everyone, especially his wife, who was with him at their house when he died. Due to this, she decided to move somewhere else, and because she and her daughter were still distraught, she asked me to pack up his stuff. Which in itself is completely traumatizing, obviously.
Yeah.
He had some boxes in his basement, and after a while, I started feeling nostalgic and decided to look at them. I found pictures of us from when we were all kids, all the way back before we got married. That was enough to make me feel bad, and I just got back to taping them up. But one of the boxes seemed to be in much better condition, so I decided to check it in case it was something important. To my surprise, I found pictures of him and my wife from when we used to hang out together, as well as more recent pictures from family reunions. The most recent being from my wife's birthday. Alongside the pictures there were letters that he never sent her. The first one dated 2 months before I met her. The last one was also the same date as of her birthday party. Whew. There was one that stood out as the most and was one from after I started dating her. He wrote about his time, about how his time had passed, and since my happiness was as important as his own, he would watch over us. I'll keep this box safe since it was my secret to reveal.
What?
Since it isn't my secret to reveal. So his best friend was completely in love with his wife.
Emotions. What do you feel? What do you think? What do you guys feel?
That's pretty special, man. That's a nice.
And that he never did anything? Like, that's a good friend. I'd be like, wow, what a sacrifice. BFF.
I think you punch him in the schnoz, dude.
Get your eyes off my girl.
Punch his corpse.
Yeah.
Open casket till now.
It's a tough one.
I mean, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful story. I think we live in a cynical society where we kind of go, they were cheating on each other. No, not necessarily. Yeah. They just have like a beautiful, emotional, important connection that, you know, sometimes doesn't manifest into something else.
That guy seems like an in touch bro.
Yeah.
The husband.
Yeah. He could have been a real jerk.
Yeah.
Could have been.
He kept it and it's kind of like, you know.
What's the point? I mean, maybe, you know, I think you can get different thing, like different kinds of relationship, emotional mechanics from different friends. So one husband can't necessarily provide everything maybe the wife needs. I mean, maybe she just wants a friend to talk to.
Well, that's a real dynamic with long-term relationships. I think that sometimes, you know, you have relationships where, you know, and it's not a bad thing, but the person you're with doesn't kind of scratch all the itches you have.
Yeah.
I think any complicated person has that. And that doesn't necessarily imply romance.
No.
But it could be. Or it could be
intellectual intimacy.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, there's another confession on here. I haven't read it, but it kind of speaks for itself. But it's this guy, I'm paraphrasing because I can't find it, but it was this guy said his wife has cancer and he really misses having sex with her. Right.
Yeah.
And that's like one of those things where it's like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think this side is almost this guy had an emotional fornication.
Yeah.
He had to get with this guy's wife.
And this is kind of the perfect sub for something like that, because obviously, like, rationally, you'd be like, okay, there are clearly bigger things at hand than me wanting to have sex with my wife. But it's still a valid, like feeling. Like, he enjoys, like, physical intimacy with his wife and like hasn't been able to it's a good thing that this sub exists for people who need to get that kind of thing out and talk to people about it without being judged.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This one's pretty funny. When I'm constipated, I envision myself as a chicken who must lay an egg so a poor farmer can eat breakfast.
That's I like that they're saving people's lives. Yeah. You know, it's like
if I don't
do this for
get my head in the game,
the farmer's kid needs this egg.
This is a pretty good one. I jacked off to my dentist's Facebook pictures and then unintentionally confessed to her while I was under laughing gas.
Oh,
that is brutal. Throwaway account. Happened 2 months ago. I had to go to get my wisdom teeth removed. I opted for laughing gas instead of being put out completely. An important detail is that the dentist is really fucking hot. Unbelievable boobs that are like a G cup. This kid is amazing.
Oh, my God.
They're impossible to hide, even though she tries to push them down under her shirt. She wears glasses and ties her hair up in a fucking bun when operating.
Fucking bun.
This kid's like 21. He's like right in the prime.
Before the surgery, there was a cleanup procedure the week before. After I got home, I fapped furiously to her Facebook photos. I was the only one who was supposed to know this. During the surgery, the last thing I remember is breathing the laughing gas. My next memory is coming to my senses in the living room couch. My mom drove me back after picking me up. I'm 19. Yeah, so pretty prime.
19 to 21's peak window.
I saw a folded envelope in my front pocket. I opened it, and there were pages of paper stapled together. The clinic gives you a paper to write down what you want to say after a dental procedure in case you can't speak. I saw my own handwriting. I had done this after the surgery while under the influence of laughing gas. I don't remember any of this at all. I told the dentist that I liked her hair. She wrote asking me why. I said it got me hard. She pressed on to find out what exactly I meant, and I read myself confessing to her how I jacked off thinking about her. I went into a really great fucking detail too. I specified wanting to shoot across her back while her hair was tied up in a bun, and I had a couple of other things. The bottom of the page had her signature on it.
What? Oh,
I haven't been there since, but my next appointment is in July. I don't know how to face her next time.
I have to go to a different dentist.
I have to go there as I need to get 3 more wisdom teeth extracted.
They're going to get married.
Oh my God.
That is modern TLDR romance.
Opted for laughing gas instead of being put under completely. Confess to the extremely attractive dentist in detail how I jerked off to her. Edit 1, I was told to take a pill half an hour before the procedure, so maybe it was a laughing gas plus something else. I honestly do not know. I was, however, conscious and rambling, but completely out of it. So this was 6 months ago, so...
He's coming up on his appointment.
He might... Was that... Oh, boy. Man, that's...
Wow.
That's amazing.
That made me so uncomfortable, just thinking about it. It's kind of crazy that the dentist was like, what do you mean?
That's...
I'd be like, okay!
She probably enjoys the compliment and thinks it's funny. I mean, I would imagine if you deal with people in those laughing gas situations, like, you hear some... cool shit.
Right.
I would love it as a doctor if like on a weekly basis someone's like they're telling you all this stuff. It'd be fun.
I feel like there's an element, and she
obviously knows she's not an ugly person and
19-year-old
boys
are
gross though.
It's gross, but at the same time
it's different for a doctor.
But wouldn't you kind of be aware this is the thing with situations like this. We talk about like the power dynamic of kind of gender imbalance or whatever.
She's the dentist,
and you have this guy. I would be, if I was a dentist and I had that situation, it would almost feel like when, I remember this happening all the time when I was like in high school and even like as an adult where you have like a little girl, like your friend's daughter who like gives you love letters and shit. And you're just like, that's adorable. Yeah. You're so sweet. Right.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, you hear about
what would you think it was a 19-year-old girl doing that to you right now?
If I would probably do the same thing. Well, I guess
if a 19-year-old girl thought you were like,
I mean, if it was literally now where it was like a like fan of the podcast or something, it'd be like, pump the brakes, lady. But if it was
somebody out of the blue just goes like, I think you're hot,
right?
And like you're like, what are you gonna do? Is that it's fine? It's
cute. Well,
but also, but if it's in like the like this is a dentist and she's aware that this guy's on a laughing gas,
yeah,
I'm sure she'd be like. Hey,
plus,
man,
people in
fine.
The medical profession are not squeamish about
it. Well, they're not squeamish,
like,
and then it's also, I don't know, there's just a...
She laughed it off, for
there's
sure.
There's a maturity level.
He didn't jerk off in front of her.
Yeah.
He just said he thinks she's hot.
That's
funny. You know, it's I mean, we all have... we all have, like, shit we do in private.
Not me, man.
Nothing that,
I'm an open book.
But it's like, you know, I just sit there.
I just sit there.
But I bet she... she's a fucking adult, dude. She knows how this shit goes down, man. I mean, she knows what fucking teenage boys are like.
Well, it's an interesting point, actually. I think we think people know what it's like to be a teenage boy, but I don't know, actually, if women really understand the intensity of what it is to be like a 19-year-old boy who's all
true.
Sex. Or any 16,
that's
17,
true.
18,
that's a good
19.
Point.
Like, those hormones specifically for boys, I don't think girls have the same...
I agree with that.
I don't think
a million percent
it's a
different.
Testosterone thing.
Yes, and there's like this 5-year window of just total, maybe 7-year window or whatever.
Yeah.
15
from like
year
15
window.
To like 21, maybe 21, you start to plateau I don't know, man. A little?
I mean, I think...
Teenage years, it's totally... And that's where you get crime from and you get that's where all the stupid
You don't know what to do with that energy, man. And it's
if it's put in the wrong direction, like people get shot and they get robbed.
Hence wet dreams.
Coolest. Yeah. Best sex I've ever had.
Wet dreams. I mean, that's all right. Do we want to get into our own confession time since we're kind of getting close to the end of it and we should probably get some shit off our chest?
Yeah. Let's do a roundup of our worst. Level 10.
Oh, really? Level 10 confessions.
Like grandma ejaculation.
I've been trying to think of something this whole time that's interesting.
I mean, I don't have a grandma face ejaculation story. I feel like I've got some that are like that, though, or that are like, let's see.
Thing is, like, I'm not willing to talk about mine.
Confession. That's why this is a good sub, because you can be anonymous and you can sort of get it off your chest. This one says, "I eat butts," that I just read.
Excellent. Really? And it's nice. Like, why? Short, that's okay. Sweet.
And these are all throwaway accounts too, so we don't have to get all level 10 here.
Our voices a little bit and then say it.
Put it through voice modulator. So we know it could be one of three. I mean, I'll start one off.
I eat butts. Okay.
I think I had, so I dated this girl for a really, really long time. And
what, 50 years?
50 years. Well, it wasn't really long. It was like my college girlfriend who was like the end of college and then into slightly our post-college years. You know, tumultuous but really important and passionate relationship. And the first time I ever slept at her house, I had a wet dream. It, like, literally.
That's cool.
At her house in the middle of the night. And I don't think she ever knew.
Whoa.
And it was one of those things where, as a guy in college, you kind of go, that's hilarious, dude. You fucking, that's so ridiculous. I had a wet dream with this hot chick, whatever. But, like, can you imagine how fucking horrifying that would be with somebody you like? And then you, like, wake up and you're just like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And I also talk a lot in my sleep. So I was like, maybe it was.
You were probably talking a lot about it.
I was probably talking and I was. It was probably pretty fucking.
Yeah, and you might have convulsed even too.
Exactly,
it would have been hard nobody would have assumed that's what's going on. That's the cool thing about wearing underpants.
Well, maybe, but then it's also like,
unless were you wearing silks?
I wasn't wearing silks.
Slid right out.
But I think the thing is, if you're
real old splotch.
I mean, girl, you got a huge crush on. The first time that happens, you're a college kid. Rumors spread so quickly when
band
you're in college.
Band or the theater team's going to know about it.
Oh, my God.
They talk.
Everybody's going to know about it.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's a good one.
Moving on. Move around the table. Dell Boobs.
Okay. I actually have one that's pretty funny. I wouldn't say it's a 10, but...
mine wouldn't be a 10. That was a 6, maybe.
I mean, there are a few. I'm just going to say, and I know this is kind of a cop-out, but I've got a few 10 pluses that I will never tell anybody.
But this
one, I'd put it around a 7. I've shit myself as an adult.
Nice. That's amazing.
And it's happened in the last calendar year.
2017 was rough, dude.
Was it in a setting where you're not supposed to?
It was definitely in a setting I wasn't supposed to. It was because I got sick in Mexico.
Oh, nice.
And, I remember this.
Yeah.
This is when you dated the security guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Nice.
So yep. When you were dating your security guy.
I'm going to be really, I got to be quick about it, but here I got Montezuma's Revenge hardcore because I think I ate a couple ice cubes.
Is that what it's called? Montezuma's Revenge?
Yeah.
That's
it's where you
hilarious.
Get like the poops and the throw ups like crazy.
Nice.
So it was the last night of a shoot and I was just like, I was so excited because we had to go to Mexico with a bunch of really hot Marine like security guys.
Love them.
And I was just like, tonight's the last night. We're going to get fucked up. Like, it's going to be so fun.
I'm shitting on everybody tonight.
We're all going to shit the heck hard.
But I literally, like, my body violently rejected everything that was in it. It's like I was puking and shitting the entire night. And then I had to get up early. I thought I was going to die. So I had two security guys take me to a Mexican doctor in rural Mexico.
Brutal.
And the Mexican Spanish word for diarrhea is diarrhea. Everyone knows what they're saying, it's, including it's Marines.
Basically English. Yeah.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
So but
they,
it's okay.
They would
he doesn't
they
speak
care.
Spanish.
They like literally tried to give me like rehydrating salts from the army.
Right.
Whatever. So I got back to the United States, and let's just say I was so damn relaxed and happy to be back in the States in a hotel room that I shit the bed.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I was so delirious. I was so delirious that I just rolled it up and left it in the room.
Oh, yes.
See, I would imagine being a hotel
clerk. Can you imagine? Poor hotel staff.
I mean, that reminds me of that scene in Superbad when Mick, what's his name?
McLovin.
McLovin is trying to buy booze and he drops one and he goes, somebody dropped that. And the guy's just like, I hate my life. Right?
That's
like, I'm sure the hotel staff, they walk in, they see this like soiled bed.
Yeah, and they're just like, motherfucker.
Did you leave a $20 bill?
I did.
For the staff?
I did. I left $30.
I still don't understand that
custom.
30
is not a number
custom.
You get much.
No.
30, 20, 40, but never 30.
Yeah.
Nope.
You would have given 20, but then you shit the bed, so you gave another 10.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah. All right, extra 10 for your trouble.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, oh, man, when I was living on my boat, I would do some questionable things with fecal matter and urine those years, and it probably is illegal.
Oh, really?
Wait, talk more about
no
it.
No dumping.
Yeah, well, we were dumping. I was dumping and dumping. There was, well, two part story. Boats have these boat bathrooms on them, and if you want to use it, that means you have to clean it out. Like your piss and shit goes into this tank. And so I would clean out the tank myself because I felt like I had to learn how to do it.
Right.
And the first time I did it, I was alone, and you bring your boat over to this like pump out station. It's a public pump out station. The city pays for it. And you essentially stick this vacuum into this hole in your boat.
Nice.
And you suck, you know, whatever's in the tank up. And so I didn't really know how to do it. So I was sitting there and I had the thing in and I turned it on. And it was kind of one of those, like, you could feel the pressure was building and I'm like, what's happening here? And then it was like, thunk, and I shot myself in the face with my own piss and shit.
Nice.
At like 100 miles an hour.
No!
And it just like blasted me in the face. And I was totally by myself. And I had like a nice boat jacket on, like a rain jacket.
Yeah, like the Gorton's fisherman.
It shot into that too. And I was sitting there and I had like piss and shit all over my face. And I was just like,
whoa.
It was like, this is like a humbling experience.
Because
there's nobody around.
No.
But then I would also, so that was the whole mess, which was pretty fun. I thought it was really funny.
I love that.
And then over the course of the time I lived there, I ended up, because of that, I would avoid using the bathroom on my boat because I'm like, well, I'm just going to have to shoot myself in the face with my shit eventually.
You didn't like turn it around and like try to shoot it into space, like shoot it at other, like the rich people across the way.
It's not exactly how it works. I mean, I could have like built a shit shooting machine or something, but like, you know,
kind of like how airplanes work.
Yeah, I wasn't an engineer.
Because you pee or poop in an airplane and they just shoot it out underneath the plane.
Yeah,
they package it in a nice little like.
So you can do
what
that.
They do with like when you get fresh meat from the deli.
Oh yeah, like when a stork's delivering a baby.
Yeah,
only
exactly.
It's like your shit.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. And the airplanes.
No, they don't. But I wish they did.
They put a little parachute on it.
I think it's hilarious. So
that would be fucking hilarious. And like a little
like
to go like Whole Foods box.
Yeah.
America would do that if they thought that the wind would carry it to another country.
Yeah. If we thought it would carry it to Iran.
Do planes just dump ice blocks of shit?
I think so, right?
Like, I actually made that up. I don't know. Yeah, it could kill someone if a frozen shit fell on your head from a thousand feet.
What does it melt up before? Like, does it
disintegrate?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure it's a tank that they clean out.
If anybody's an engineer or knows physics pretty well, hit us up, dude. Hit us
up. I gotta know.
We gotta know. We could Google it, but hit us up.
If you know physics, tell us how airplane bathrooms work.
The other thing I did on my boat was, so to avoid having to clean my own shit out, I would I just started peeing in a bucket. I had this like painter's, like a 3-gallon painter's bucket.
Nice.
And I would keep it like outside. It was navy blue. And I would just like pee in it at night. And I would fill it up dude. And I'd let it sit there. And then every like once a week, I would just like
dump
at
in the
night,
ocean.
I would dunk it in the marina and like,
nice.
Just like let it go into the marina. So, I mean,
God,
in my mind, I'm like, it's just pee, you know?
Yeah. It's cleaner than water.
Yeah.
But isn't it like the next day your boat guy would be there and he'd be scrubbing the bottom of your boat, you know, cleaning it. And you're like,
yeah.
I'm like, sorry.
That's gross.
Sorry, buddy.
I feel like the thing about these confessions, like this whole sub, is it's stuff that I...
That went on for 3 years.
stuff that I imagine happens. And then, like, the dentist one's a really good example, where I bet she... Like, he thinks it's a confession, and it is a confession, but she goes, you're not the only one, bud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like people, like, you're the boat cleaner guy goes... Yeah, there's a lot worse than your piss.
Yeah, yeah. This and thing, he's right? Like, guess what? I like it.
Yeah.
Like, oh. That's why I am in this business.
Right. Yeah. But it feels good to, like, get it off your chest.
I feel a little guilty about that because you're like, I know I shouldn't be doing this. But
do you feel better now?
Mm. Yeah, I do, guys. Yeah, I really do.
Good.
I mean, there's. I feel like the piss, shit, fecal matter, and urine thing is a fun six level topic where you can be like, we can safely talk about this stuff without feeling like too guilty about it. There is like the whole, I think sex is where you get into tens, where you're just like, that guy masturbating on his grandma's face is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's nursty.
That's nursed.
That's like, even for a 15-year-old, that's insane.
Yep. I agree.
First pair of boobs I saw, I think, were an old lady's boobs.
Really?
There was a pool across the street from our house growing up, and I was like probably, I don't know, I might have been like 10 years old, you know?
Right.
And like, I'm just like looking at the pool, and there's an old lady, silver hair. She might have been 80, you know, that old. It wasn't like 50 old. It was like old, old.
Right.
And she like turned away from the pool and was changing out of her bathing suit. And,
nice.
Like, was naked.
Ah, swing.
And as a 10-year-old, you're going like, that I think that was the first like real nudity.
Tits. Wow.
And I remember it. It's like etched into my brain.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember.
It's like seeing a dead body for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you don't forget.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's a good one, but it's...
Oh, it's one.
It's one.
Yeah.
It's on the board.
Yeah, it's on the board.
Hey. we can only go up from here.
I mean, teenage sex stories are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, is that a sub, teenage sex stories? Because it
makes
you
uncomfortable.
Be. I mean,
so weird.
Teenage sex story sounds pervy. I don't mean it that way. I mean, like, the weird things were like first set of boobs. Like, I have this memory, this bizarre memory. I used to babysit for my direct neighbors, and I remember I went into this guy's garage once and I found a stack of Playboys.
Skull.
And I was like, I was like 14 probably. So
jackpot.
I like told all my friends. I was like, dude, I found this. Whatever.
Like, I got a
stuff.
Stash.
And then the next fucking day, we were hanging out, and like one of the bad kids in the neighborhood had stolen some from this guy's fucking garage, and
what?
Was and he like hid them under some leaves in my yard, and like he was like showing it was a thing, and they never called me back to babysit again.
They thought you did it.
They thought I did it, but it's like one of those things. Like, that's such a teenage sex story, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's also,
I also love that the dad probably checks those like every other day.
Oh,
and it's
probably.
Like,
he broke up my perfect collection.
Broke up my collection of
he
classic
took November
Playboy.
Through February.
Well, it's funny because now we know Playboy has like a little bit of a collector's edition feel, you know,
right.
What I mean? Especially those old ones. So if I would be fucking pissed if somebody stole my like 2002 Pamela Anderson Sports Illustrated Playboy, because that's probably like worth, that's like a fucking,
it's like a
beanie
money
baby thing now. yeah
because I mean,
like,
magazine
baby.
Nudity will have only been around for a certain amount of time, you know?
Totally.
In a way, like, Playboy won't be around in 20 years or so.
Yeah,
in
it
the
already
form
isn't
day.
Yeah,
Playboy
already
doesn't
already
do boobs
it.
anymore.
I think they're back to
or
boobs
nips.
Though.
Are they back into nips?
I mean, that's, you know,
they tried it, didn't work.
That's,
they probably saw their numbers fall.
I think
they
just, that's, I mean, that's a legacy thing. We gotta do that. Anyway, I think we're at Rogan time. I think we gotta wrap this one up. This is a fun one, man. I like confession.
Me too.
It's a funny, it's an interesting, I mean, I would love to see some of the, I would love to see the other similar subs to this. Like, if there was like a shitty confession.
Yeah.
Or like XXX confession, like things like that, that you're just like, damn, this is some juice.
Oh,
you know?
My God. There
I'm
has
sure there
to
is.
Be something.
I'm sure there's something like that, but maybe we'll cover that next time. But for now, I think we got to wrap this one up. Let's hit a couple randoms, and then we gotta hit the road, I think.
Awesome. Instead of a random, I'm just going to say there are so many related subs.
Right.
Off my chest, true off my chest, self, rant, anger, 7 cups of tea, makes me feel better, need advice, assistant, unsent letters,
right.
Relationships, relationship advice, suicide wash, and depression.
I want to figure out what the nuances of all those are,
because
I think they're probably pretty crazy. Oh my God, I just found a fucking sick sub, dude.
I think I found your teenage one actually randomly. It's called I Have Sex.
Oh, really?
Oh.
And it's like teenage stories of sex. So random.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know how can we cover that without being weird? Can we do that in like with some journalistic integrity and just be like, this is about the act, this is about the teenage yeah. years of sexual maturity, and not like, let's read about teenagers having sex.
Yeah. Right? I feel like it could be like a retrospective.
Retrospective, but also
clinical.
Clinical, but there is something really interesting about teenage sex years, right? About kind of what
it is,
how, and you know, we're also in this weird kind of third wave feminist revolution right now, where I think a lot of these conversations about consent, etc., are pretty relevant to how you learn as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I found one that's a very different vibe.
Ooh.
Knights of Pineapple. Right?
What?
We are at Knights of Pineapple. Fight for pineapple on pizza.
Whoa.
There are many filthy peasants here on Reddit that believe pineapples are disgusting, but they are wrong, and their opinion must be changed, and we must crush them. So this is a legion of people who fight for the idea of pineapple on pizza.
That's pretty much as internet as it gets.
That's yeah. about as internet as it gets.
I love that because it's so exemplary of Reddit.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly,
I don't know, man.
I like pineapple on pizza.
I enjoy pineapple on pizza.
I think it's fine. I'm not going to like really, really shit on it.
Bro, you got to take a stance.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, then I say no.
What?
Because it's too sweet and overpowering. And then I'm like, I'm not eating pizza anymore. I'm eating dessert.
Listen,
and
if we were
you told me to take a stance.
If we were puritanical pizza consumers, I would agree with that. If we were still like a mushrooms, maybe green peppers, and definitely pepperoni and sausage.
Yeah.
But now we're in this weird world where everybody puts crazy shit on pizza, like artisan yeah. pizza and stuff.
I don't think it's okay. You have to stand up for what you believe.
I love okay. artisan pizza with goat cheese and balsamic vinaigrette.
See, that's ugh. Some fucking avant-garde shit, dude. If you're going to go that direction.
Goat cheese sucks butts.
You take it back.
Knights never. Of goat cheese.
Knights of goat cheese.
All right.
Goat right. cheese is like the earwax of the cheese world.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about the other related subs. I've already yeah, closed please. Out. I just thought that was a good. Those are good related subs. You should check them out. I know I will.
Let's
off my
it.
Chest versus true off my chest. What are the differences? Who knows?
Great question.
Well, this one's interesting. Thinking as a.
Damn, that's broad.
It's super broad, and I like they use a little thinking emoji, which is kind of funny, but then they people sort of like internet tweak it.
Oh, that's cool.
I think this could be a good conversation starter for the pod.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, I like the thinking emoji. The
yeah,
one with the little
nice.
Hand.
The one with the little hand. Like,
and he's like, what?
It's a really good one. All right, let's close this one out.
All right. Well,
do we have anything to talk about? I think we're good.
Any front page stuff? I saw two things on the front page. One was about how Keanu Reeves has reduced his salary so other actors can be paid more in movies.
God,
like another, he's the best. Another nice Keanu Reeves story.
He's and, becoming like the new Brendan Fraser.
And then another and then another one, Tom Hanks, these people are getting married in Central Park, and Tom Hanks is like jogging, and he just like stops like mid their pictures, and he like starts talking to him and says congratulations and like kisses, like looks at the wife's ring, and it's like there's like a video of it, and he's like, that's beautiful, like kisses her hand and like
that's amazing.
Waves.
Good guy.
Like, cool. Tom Hanks, Keanu Reeves,
cool,
man.
Tom Hanks.
And who else? I feel like
what other good celebrities?
Yeah, what other good celebrities?
Keanu,
do those
Brendan Fraser.
Who else is a good guy?
Damn.
Are there any good girls out there that just kind of do random acts of like
goodness?
That was fun. Like that was cool. Like
I mean, there's some
like who's like
there's some good ones.
Like
Emma Stone is still pretty well established as like a nice person.
Yeah.
I think Rupert.
I think she's
Rupert,
too young.
Rupert
almost.
Grint. I
oh,
think
yeah.
is still a good one.
I think if you're under 30, you
oh,
gotta
you're
be a little
the elder,
more like
the elder statesman.
You gotta be over the bullshit.
Mm.
And I think that's what's charming about Keanu and Tom Hanks is they're sort of in it, but they're like. We've
been around.
Yeah.
We don't buy it.
Nick Cage
it.
Still has that appeal, I think. I think people
oh, he's
respect
a well, he's,
Nick.
Because he's a god. He's a demigod. So
he's a
like,
demigod.
It's a yeah. different with him.
So the
Bill Murray. Billy Murray.
Bill Murray is. Well, he's like, he's the fucking
he's like
saint,
the priest.
Yeah, the patron saint of.
Yeah.
So I think this was a really popular thing from last week that I think we didn't talk about. I don't totally know it, but this is like front page meme status. It was kid gets a bong delivered, and his mom makes him open it in front of her, and he's like, "What the frick? I thought it was an Xbox controller.
These kegs aren't for me. It must be for the neighbor, dude."
Totally. Yeah. So there was a video of this kid opening this thing from Amazon. He has like this feigned like. Pretending he doesn't know what it is.
He's like, what the frick?
What the frick? I thought I ordered an Xbox controller. And then, so there's been memes going around. There was one with a guy getting an Xbox controller and be like, the frick, dude, I thought I was getting a bong. And there's a reaction gif right now. It's my reaction when Amazon delivers some kind of weird vase instead of the Xbox controller Xbox card I ordered.
What's this weird vase?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's linking back to episode 64. It was, it's Tom DeLonge from one of the videos of him saying, what the fuck? It's like that meme and it's holding a bong. It's very funny. It's very, very funny stuff.
I love that people order bongs on the internet to their mom's
house. Amazon's got it all.
So hilarious. All right. We got to wrap this one up. I think we're in Rogan time. Cool. This is a fun one. We'll be back next week with another podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
Dog Boobs.
Muffy Day.
Hit us up. Hi, digireddit.com. Rate, like, buy swords, trueswords.com. Our sponsor, always and forever. Love you. Bye.